It's Wednesday, October 23rd, and you're tuned in to the TNB Podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world.
No, we don't.
Don't we? Is that not what we've been doing for the last 452 episodes?
That's it? You're fucking amateurs in the game here.
I know. Everyone's in 500s.
Yeah, they're in that 1,000.
Yeah, like, God.
I think Joe Rogan's on is like almost 1,500 right now. Oh, like, God. We're slacking. And he does like 4-hour episodes. We're fucking slacking.
Yeah, but he gets paid.
True facts. I'm sure if we got paid, we would do more.
Yes, I'm sure if this was our day job, we'd be doing this every day.
Oh, that's a little overkill.
Just a bit.
Just a tad. Like, unless we had guests. Mm. Who would you want to guest?
On this show?
On this show.
On this show?
On this show.
Ooh. I don't know.
You don't. It doesn't have to be an interview. It could just be like you want them in on the action.
On the action?
You want them in talking about all the cool thing they find coolest in the world.
Oh, that's tougher. That's tougher.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, you'd rather have the interview question? Like, who would you want to talk to?
No, that's not it. It's just I just don't. Because, like, I'm only thinking about celebrities now. Yeah. Fuck it. I just want some hot girl here.
Oh, the clickbait. Yeah. Because then we can go to video episodes.
Yeah.
And then you just have some girl with huge, like, bobs.
Yeah.
Low-cut shirt.
Yeah.
Midriff showing.
Yeah. But I don't want it to be, like, a porn star. I don't want it to be too obvious.
Yeah.
I want it to be, like, oh, she's just hot.
You want premium Twitch streamers, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Yes.
Primo.
Primo Twitch streamer. You want that premium Snapchat life.
Yes. That's what I need.
It's the one where it's just like, oh, you're almost there.
Yeah.
But also, you're not naked yet.
Yes. Yes.
Got it.
Yes. And it has to be like rotating every week.
Yeah. We're going to open. Okay, guys, we're going to open up a OnlyFans account. if you want to see sexy pictures, let us know. Tell us how you think about this idea.
Mm. Well,
I got to get in shape.
No, you don't.
If I'm going to be showing off that dick root.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
I haven't even drank yet.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. That's what we're doing this week. Anthony had brought. What did you bring, Anthony?
I brought Akashi Red. It is some Japanese whiskey. For some reason, the liquor store near your house, Vince, started carrying Japanese shit. And this was an affordable one. So I wanted to try it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Yo.
Cheers.
John.
All right.
John.
Like in
Korea. You go John.
John.
We can go kanpai.
I thought we were going to go kanpai.
Oh, you said cheers, motherfucker. You want to do this over?
Itadakimasu.
Yeah. You're going to eat this drink? Yeah. Fuck yeah.
That's whiskey.
That's a good $40 well spent.
Whew.
Oh, yeah. Also, it's 40% alcohol.
Whew.
So this is why I brought the water. Because sometimes you can cut out the bitterness of the alcohol, and you can taste more flavors if you add some water.
But I like it pure.
All right, it's up to you, man. I'm gonna add some water.
I'm all about the pure life. I'm all about that purity.
That was urine.
That was disgusting. That was some ASMR shit. How dare you?
We have the ASMR mic.
Ugh. Gross.
We should buy the mic with the two ear attachments, the binaural microphone.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you can talk in one ear, and then I can talk in the other.
Ugh.
We have a themed episode.
No.
Where it's like we're giving people advice.
No.
But it's contrary advice, and they have to decide.
No, because then because sometimes, and I know I'm not the only one who does this, I only listen with one AirPod on.
Ugh.
And so
but then they're only getting one side of
exactly. The argument. That would be so infuriating.
That would be the best.
No, it'd be infuriating.
That would be, that means that they've subscribed only to one.
Oh, yeah, they have right? to choose?
They have to choose, yeah.
Fuck. All right. We'll see. No, the easier way is we just have two mics, and then we just set one to the left and one to the right.
Also, easier and less expensive.
Yes, that's way less expensive.
We just have to buy a mixer.
Yeah.
Actually, no, it's not, because they're not USB mixers, remember? We tried this before. This microphone is only USB.
Right.
So we would need XLR microphones. You know what? Fuck it. I can't talk about this right now. I forgot we were recording.
Yes. This is... okay, yeah. This week is... not much going on.
Nah, man. I usually have a cavalcade of picks.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have much.
I got nothing. Well, no, I got the one thing.
You got that one thing. You got that important thing. I feel like we should save that
Oh, for the last pick.
Yeah. Oh, okay, sure.
Because it's probably the biggest out of any of these.
You think so?
Yeah, but I'm gonna rattle through some.
Rattle.
Doom 64 had a new trailer.
Did it now?
It's fucking awesome.
Are you sure?
Doom 64 is rad. It's coming out the same day as Doom Eternal, I believe.
Doom Eternal.
Yeah. Because it got delayed till March.
Right. Yeah.
But you can get it for free.
Of course.
If you pre-order Doom Eternal.
Of course.
Because why not? So that there's that. They just have more info on... I don't know why you would want to play arguably the worst Doom game. Doom 3 exists. I don't know. Doom 3 is pretty bad.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with a yes.
I'm going to continue with the thumbs up on that one.
That's a hard agree for me.
But don't you love carrying around flashlights?
No. No.
So, yeah, that's the thing. I don't know. If you want to play Doom 64.
Go for it.
Do it. This is not a sellout. What's the thing? What am I trying? Endorsement. That's the word.
Mm.
It's not an endorsement.
Mm-hmm.
Continuing on that, Battlefield 5 was a video game.
Yeah.
And they're adding an expansion.
Absolute.
Pearl Harbor.
Oh, right.
Right.
That makes so much more sense.
Yes. The Japanese are attacking the Americans.
With their samurai swords.
Like, literally. And they got, like, RPGs on a stick.
Yeah, to blow up tanks.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
That's some, like, samurai spirit right there. Holy shit.
Like, how do you... I guess the way they built it is that it explodes in that direction.
So yeah.
Like, but still...
Because that guy lived in the trailer, right?
Yeah. And he that stick is long, but it's not so long that you're like...
Boom. Yeah. It's fucking wild. I didn't know... I hope that's real. Like, they just had grenade sticks.
I think it's real.
That's nuts. But it's all pre-rendered. It's a cool concept. They show a Japanese guy just fucking mowing through American soldiers with a samurai sword.
Yeah.
That was pretty rad.
Yeah.
Like, they were just one step away from the dude just cutting a bullet.
That's true. Yeah. It was a little fantastical.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Like, when the American got into a plane somehow.
Yeah.
And jumped out of a plane.
Oh, yeah. He got into the plane and he's like, I flew around for 10 minutes, did jack shit.
Yeah.
And then jumped out because a missile's coming at me. And you're like, fuck.
That might be the realest Battlefield experience, to be honest.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. It's a cool concept. I don't think any game has, like, any war game has taken this scenario since, like, Medal of Honor on the PC. Like, the original Medal of Honors.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It looks pretty cool.
I think it's interesting that Battlefield is doubling down on still, like, the historical aspect of war.
Yeah.
Whereas Call of Duty is just like, nah, man.
Yeah. At a certain point, too, like, modern warfare, not necessarily the game, but the concept of modern warfare... is a little boring.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, what did we do? Oh, we hacked his phone. Awesome.
Hacked it.
Cool. What did you do in World War II? Oh, man, it was crazy. We were in the forest for like 17 days, and we formed a camaraderie, and then this fucking Japanese guy, like, yeah, it's like you can create this whole complex narrative where when it comes to modern warfare, it's more about the politicking. And the inner workings of an army.
Yep.
Unless you just go full... You ever play Spec Ops The Line?
No, but I should have. I know that shit gets dark.
That shit gets dark! Yeah.
That's the one with genocide?
It's the one with let's say war crimes.
Oh, yes. Okay, yes. I remember now.
There is a white powder.
Yes, I remember now.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. There's some
hot war crimes going on.
That was on the PS3?
PS3, PC, I think 360.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I just couldn't remember if it was this gen or last.
That's surprisingly a very good game.
Yeah. Everyone like were like, whoa, this is good.
Yeah.
I remember now, yeah.
So yeah, it's cool to see whether or not, I don't know if this is like multiplayer only, if there's going to be a single player campaign.
Yeah.
But that type of history, I'd be pretty interested in seeing a fleshed out single player.
Yes. Absolutes.
Other than that, some... non-video ones I picked.
Okay. Hit me.
This is just straight a dig at Blizzard.
Yeah.
Magic the Gathering Pro uses his spotlight
to
protest Hong Kong. Or to not protest Hong Kong, but to protest the Chinese... what is it? Like trying to extradite people and doing whatever. And he didn't get banned.
He didn't get banned?
Yeah. Magic the Gathering did not ban him from future tournaments.
Wow, that's a first.
So there you go.
Congratulations.
Not all companies.
Congratulations.
Not all companies are just fucking bending under the will of China.
Yeah.
And then the last one is just an interesting article I saw on Kotaku about streamer stress and stuff like that. Lately, I've been getting deeper into the world of streamer life and like YouTube life and stuff like that. And not necessarily like personalities, but more so like how the business works and stuff like that.
Tell me more.
This article is not too much to discuss unless you've read it. It's just it's a really interesting dive on like how pressured top streamers feel in order to basically make a living doing this. Yeah. And then how fickle it can be, where they're constantly under pressure of like any wrong move either they do or if like they let something through that their chat does can just completely uproot their whole career and then they're just fucked.
Yeah.
Right. It's the same issue kind of with YouTube and then also using Twitter as like a it's weird because the town circle is now run by a private corporation, like the town center where you can just be like, or the town square where you can just say whatever you want on your soapbox. Like it's run by a private enterprise, which has its own set of rules and isn't necessarily covered by all the speech freedoms that other countries would have.
Right.
Right. It's a pretty interesting article. And then it just kind of tickled my fancy because I've been going deeper into that whole section. I also watched all of Nerd City. That one we brought up last week, but yeah, shit's good.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah, dude, that's all I got. That's it.
That's all you got.
That's all I got, man.
That's all I got.
It was a bunch of quickies.
Yeah, there wasn't really that much going on this week. The only thing that I saw was the final trailer for Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker was dropped, and we got the last look before the big movie hits this Christmas. What'd you think? It's a Star Wars trailer.
It's a Star Wars trailer.
Yeah.
It's almost like I'm not even that. I'm not okay. I'll admit it.
Oh.
I'm gonna come out right now and I'm gonna say it. I'm not a Star Wars fan.
We know this.
I know.
We've been here.
But I just wanna.
We've done the dance.
I wanna confirm it for myself.
Okay. You have to convince yourself.
Yeah.
Because you still want to be.
Because I'm just like, oh, this is like on its face. It's so cool.
Yeah.
Space shit, aliens, laser swords.
Yeah,
it's fucking rad.
Yeah.
Right? Force lightning.
Yeah.
And I love those games.
Yeah.
But just the movies are not great. They're not
good. Like none of them.
What's the third one in the original trilogy?
Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, that was good.
Okay,
I liked it. I wouldn't say it was a masterpiece.
Okay.
But I say I enjoyed that movie.
Okay.
But all like actually, you know what my favorite one is?
I know which one it is.
Han Solo.
Oh fuck. Okay.
Yeah. Actually, I enjoyed that Solo Han Solo movie the most.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was fun.
Okay.
So I think that proves I'm not a true Star Wars fan.
I think so. Yeah.
It looks like a Star Wars trailer, and it's one of those things where like I think I'm gonna do what I did with the last Star Wars trilogy,
which is
I saw the first two movies and I skipped the third.
You can't skip the third.
I did it for the original. Yeah. I only know the high ground from the memes. I've never seen it in the actual movie.
Oh man, you need to watch it because that's not even the best part.
Is it? Okay.
The best part's when Anakin slaps Natalie Portman. Like he bitch slaps her with his robot out hand.
Damn. Wow. Mm-hmm. That is not in the memes.
No, it is not.
The child murder everywhere.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. But slapping Natalie Portman.
No.
Yeah.
Women abuse. Spousal abuse. No. Yeah. No one talks about
it. No. But abusing children. Fuck those kids.
Abusing children. Just murdered.
That some people might consider that the ultimate abuse.
Oh, I guess so. Yeah, I guess they're on the same path. Okay. Yeah. All right.
He just skipped a couple steps.
All right, you're true. You're right. You just at the finish line. Okay. Yeah. I get it. Okay.
He took that shortcut.
Yeah.
Force teleport.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know, cause like I'm gonna be gone during when this movie comes out.
You're gonna be gone during when this movie comes out.
I feel like you're gonna go see it.
Well, yeah. How the fuck am I not going to see it? I'm so pumped.
And I'm going to have no one to see it with.
What are you talking about? You're going to be in Japan. You have plenty of people to see it with there.
No.
Yeah.
I'm going to be going to bars and doing stuff.
And then maybe you'll go see Star Wars.
Maybe. I'll think about it.
Yeah, I'm going to see it. I don't need to celebrate Christmas. Right?
Nah.
No.
Just bail.
I'll just celebrate Star Wars.
Star Wars is my true family.
Actually, now that I think about it, I had originally planned to be gone for Christmas, but since those plans failed, I get to see Star Wars.
What are you gonna tell your parents that you're on a trip and just be like, sorry, I'm still going? And you're like, but what? It's like, I'm going on a trip to see Star Wars.
Oh, yes, I'm going to Galaxy's Edge by myself.
What's that? Is that the Disneyland?
Yeah, the theme park. Yeah.
Oh, imagine. Oh, do you think they're gonna show it at Disneyland?
Oh, probably.
Oh, could you watch it in a cantina?
Oh, that would be amazing.
That would be pretty cool.
Oh, no, I don't feel shown at the park.
All right, Disney, if you're going to do that, I expect a finder's fee for that idea. Damn. Some royalties.
I want to go. I want to watch Star Wars.
Don't you have fam out there, too? Don't you have family out there?
Yes.
You can just, yeah, bunk
around. I don't want them to know I'm there.
True.
Because then it's family obligations.
Shit. You're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't.
I sound like the greatest person on this podcast, don't I?
Man, my family fucking loves me. But you know what? Fuck them. Fuck those losers not seeing Star Wars. A bunch of dorks.
Yeah, I'm so excited for the Star Wars. Yeah, I'm pumped.
There's a lot of shit in it.
Yeah, there's a lot. The trailer, okay, the movie looks cool. Like, just visually.
It looks like a fucking Michael Bay film.
Like, it looks wild. It looks wild.
It looks like an anime.
And every time I see Kylo Ren on the screen, I'm like, my heart, yes, give me more.
Yeah. Come to the good side.
They just put him on a fucking, like, boat in the middle of a tsunami, and he has, like, his broadsword lit up, and he's just like, he's like, I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah. To be edgy.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't get any more edgy than that.
Bring back Space Hot Topic.
Yeah, Star Wars is coming out. I'm excited. Pumped. Can't wait. I can't wait.
I could do without.
Well, you're not going to be here.
You know, if they never made any other Star Wars properties after this, I'd be fine.
So would I.
I'm glad we're in agreement.
Mm-hmm. Everything needs to come to an end. And this one is going to end it.
But, Vince,
Nobody's
ever really gone.
Oh, my God. How dare you use the Star Wars against me?
What did you do this week?
Oh, fuck. What did I do this week? I played...
Oh, you what? I swear to God, if you say
what?
Like, I played basketball, some real life shit... I'm gonna be pissed.
I played Overwatch.
Aw, fuck you. It's like not as bad, but damn it.
Yo, guess what?
What?
I forgot they changed some things. They have a roll queue now.
I'm sorry, what?
They have a roll queue.
Where you pick a roll?
Yeah. And it makes every game 2-2-2-2. Like two attackers, two defense, two tanks.
Oh, ew.
Yeah.
So you can't like just cheese with like five tanks or whatever?
You can in like regular mode, but in competitive mode, yeah, they have a roll queue now.
That seems weird. Oddly restrictive.
It is. It is. But man, I'm winning more games.
Hard to argue with that.
Right?
Hard to argue with results.
Yeah. It's just like, oh, this is just, we're just rolling people now because everyone knows how to play.
And everyone's forced to play their role.
Yeah.
You can't just have like 17 McCrees.
Yeah. So it's a good thing I don't play attacker because that has a 6-minute wait time on every game. But healer? 1 minute.
No, yeah, because nobody wants to heal.
Yeah, and I just play Ana, and it's great. It's great.
What was that? What was that tweet I saw? It was like, there's for real fools out here who say they play games to escape their responsibility, and then play healer in an MMO. I was like, that tweet's too real.
That is.
I
too can't. Real. Yeah. So that's the only game I played. Like I said, I think last week or the week before, I was going through The Office again. And I'm now I'm done season 8. That's the first season without Michael Scott. And I watched it. And it's different.
Like, are you done?
No, there's one more season left. But it's different. It's definitely...
Different in what way? Because different can mean a lot of things.
Like, the first 7 seasons is... It is Michael Scott and company. It is Steve Carell and company. Like, it is his show.
Okay.
So when you remove him... The whole dynamic of the show changes.
Interesting.
It forces the other characters to step up, and whoever Michael Scott's replacement is, he can't necessarily become what Michael Scott was. He has to be his own person, and it's fine, but it's just, it's not the same.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's not the same. And at this point, all the characters are much older.
Is there anyone else that's missing from the show that you feel...
No, they're all there.
Oh, everyone is there except for Michael Scott.
Yes.
What was the reason for him leaving?
He was just, his contract was done.
Yeah.
Everyone else renewed for 2 years or 2 years.
He's like,
and he's like, No. He's like, I think in his own words, it was something like he wanted to close it out on a high. Like, he didn't want to ride this one into the ground. And then he also wanted to start a movie career.
Oh, that's fair.
Like, he wanted to see what other options he could do.
He's in some good movies.
And ever since he ended The Office, he did some really great movies.
The Big Short.
Mm-hmm, yeah, like Serious Roles. I love that movie. Yeah, so, yeah. But the show is definitely not the same without him.
Okay.
I did that.
Has the writing gotten better, worse, the same?
No, it's about the same.
It's like, just really that one character puts that massive of a gap.
Oh, yeah. You feel it. And, like, they tried to do so many things to try and rectify it, but, like, no one can fill that hole.
That's crazy.
Like, it's nuts. Yeah. So I did that. I did the game. And then, fuck. Man. I was social? I went to Wonderland.
How's that?
I went to the Halloween haunt at Wonderland.
Oh, the spooky times are here?
The spooky times.
How many skeletons did you see?
A lot.
Okay.
Okay, so for those who don't know, Canada's Wonderland is Canada's big amusement park.
How are you not gonna know Canada's Wonderland?
Well, you just never.
Come on.
You never know.
Come on.
And during the month of October, they have the Halloween festivities where they close down the park. Like, after the park closes during the day, they reopen it at night, and it's all Halloween themed.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, like, 10 events, which is basically, like, 10 different haunted houses that you can walk through and stuff. They have live actors throughout the park to just scare you. They're in full costume. It's cold because it's night, and it's open from 7 to midnight.
Okay.
And it's, yeah, it was a fun time.
So, I've never been. So, it's just themed? Like, what's the...
Yeah, it's definitely Halloween themed. Like, it's just.
But do they change up the rides to be more spooky?
So, like... some of the rides don't. Like, some of the rides are the same. Mm-hmm. Actually, all the rides are the same. Not all of the park is open.
You can't. Can I, like, go on the Behemoth at night?
Oh, no, you can't. You can go on Leviathan, but not Behemoth for some reason. One of the rides, they change into a zombie thing instead of being.
Whatever the theme was before.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, no, it's fun. I definitely recommend it if you've never been. So if you want to get a good scare on, yeah.
Is it actually scary?
It would be if there wasn't so many people.
Oh.
Because, like, there's so many people that you already know where all the scare... Like, I still got spooked and stuff. Like, okay. Some shit still scared me.
Yeah, I got.
But, like, I can totally see it, like, if it was less busy, then yeah, for sure.
You know what they got to do?
Mm.
They got to put in fake park attendees.
Ooh.
Who then, like, get attacked by zombies. It's like fake blood and shit.
Yeah.
No. I think that'd be too, like, the kids go there? Like, children?
So, I didn't see children.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you know what? No, wait. I think you do have to be 18.
Oh, perfect. There you go.
Yeah, I think you have to be 18.
You get fake attendees to throw off the bait, off the track.
But no, it was, I had so much fun.
Like, I'd be like, oh, hey, excuse me, sir. Like, do you know where this ride is?
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, blah, blah, blah. And then while you're looking at the map... Blah, and then you get fucking spooked.
So the scariest part is the park closes at 12, but me and the person I went with, we were in
the park till 1.
Yes.
What?
Yeah. We got in a like last in the line for one of the events.
Yeah.
And we got out, we're like, let's just see what else is around here, because we weren't really paying attention to the time. And then there's like no bodies in the park at some point.
And you're like,
And they were, and then it's just like, it was getting cold. It was at this point, it was near 1 o'clock. Fog was starting to come in, and it was getting colder.
You know, the fucking Silent Hill air horns
going on. Yeah, yeah. And so me and her were just like, let's make our way to the entrance, right? Let's
leave.
Yeah. But because it's dark, and half the park is closed, and we didn't have a map. We were just kind of wandering around, and then...
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Help me, helpful zombie.
And at this point, yeah, the zombies, the live actors are, like, out of costume. They're just out of it. They just want to go home.
Yeah.
So they don't even pay attention to you anymore.
Bro, how do we leave?
Yeah. But no, it was fun. I definitely recommend it if you get a chance. I think this actually might be the last weekend to do it, but...
Oh, yeah, because next week is spooky time.
It's the Halloween. Yeah, so... But yeah, that is more or less my week.
Cool.
Hmm.
So, I've been playing League.
All the League got to you.
So,
oh my god. So the week I go back to Overwatch, you play League?
You remember that time where I said that you had to play a game to get the reward?
Uh-huh. How many games did you have to play?
You only have to play one game per day.
Oh.
But I might have played like four.
Oh. That's like 4 hours.
And I now remember why I deleted this game before.
What do you mean now you remember? You always knew.
Here's the thing, though. I always knew, but I was seeing it through rose-colored glasses.
Oh, you punk.
Because I was winning.
You punk bitch.
Because I was winning.
But so now you're not winning?
It's not that it's not that I'm not winning. Technically, I'm not winning. But
the truth comes out.
But also, this community is fucking toxic. Holy fuck.
Well, yeah.
I had... Four game. Okay, actually, before I get through this, there's a mechanic in the game that they add. It's called Remake, where if you start the game and after I think like maybe 3 minutes,
yeah,
if one of your people hasn't connected, you can remake the game. It's just a moot draw. Nobody loses points. Nobody gains points. It's just you go back to the queue.
Yes.
Right. There are people who specifically go AFK in game until the 3 minute mark is gone. And then disconnect. So you can't remake.
Oh.
I had 4 games in a row of that.
Ugh.
4 games!
Ugh. Ugh.
You have other people.
That hurts.
Who wear, if, so I love, my two favorite roles, jungle support. They're not known to be carry roles, right? You're not doing mad damage. You're basically setting up plays and hoping your team can capitalize. Let's say I'm in the jungle, you know, start of the game. Minions spawn. Yeah. I'm coming up on my level 3. It's my power spike with Nunu. I can go gank.
Yeah.
And someone dies while I'm level 2. Immediately in chat. Hey, motherfucker, can I get a gank? What the fuck is wrong with you? Blah, blah, blah. Because their jungler had cheese ganked.
Oh.
Right? Where my jungler cannot cheese gank because he requires the whole kit.
I see.
And then immediately I'm like, bro, I haven't even made it to like the other side of the jungle yet and you died. What do you want me to do? And then immediately he's like, well, fuck you. Have a fun time playing this game. Ooh. Quit.
Oof. Oof.
It's I started this whole endeavor this week.
Mm.
Gold 2.
Mm.
I am now gold 4. I have demoted 2 ranks because of this. And I was like, all right, you know what? Fuck it. If these people are going to flame, I'm going to just mute them. And then I'm going to go carry. I'm going to go hard carry.
Mm.
And even with me going like 10-0 on a big ass champ, you can't. It's a fucking team game. A team who works together will always beat a team who doesn't. It doesn't matter if your one character's hella fed. It doesn't matter. It's a fucking team game. And queuing up into solo queue might as well be a gamble. You might as well be role playing 00 on the roulette table. Because yeah, holy shit.
Yeah, baby.
Like sometimes, like even support, I'll go, listen, we're crushing it in lane. Kills left and right. But I play a carry support, Lux, who does hella damage, just meant to melt people. And if I get those kills, man, these fucking silver and gold players are fury. Yo, I'm the 80 carry. What's wrong with you? Why are you taking my kills? What's going on?
You're the 80 carry. Yes, you are.
Yeah, you are. But also, you fucking suck. I don't tell them that, but it's insane.
Carry, bitch!
So what I've been doing, starting yesterday, what I've been doing is I go into a bot game and I'll just mow over bots. Like, the bots are so dumb that I'll just fucking crush them.
Okay.
Right? You can just abuse the AI.
Okay.
And then I'll get my win and I'll just log off.
Hmm.
And I'll go back to playing a better game, a way better game. Which is still Ninja Gaiden Sigma.
Oh, you're still going through those?
I'm still going through it. I'm almost on Ninja Gaiden Sigma 1.
Okay.
A lot of my muscle memory has stuck, and the only time I've died is by jumping off a cliff by accident.
Yep.
And the game is so tight. The controls are so tight. Oh my god, I fucking love it.
How tight are we talking?
I'm talking the tightest. I'm talking virgin controls tight.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm talking tight, baby.
Whoa, baby.
Every input...
That shit doesn't get loose over time?
It does not.
Oh, damn. That's the dream.
It's somehow, through multiple uses. No, that's just disgusting. I can't. I apologize for that. That's disgusting. Through, like, even getting more weapons, upgrading their skills, getting more moves.
Yeah.
Even with the expanded moveset, somehow it feels like you could go through the game with every single weapon.
Yeah. Wow.
It's awesome.
Wow.
The fucking story, little contrived, little boring.
Well, it is Ninja Gaiden.
Right? I'm a super serious ninja. And some dude stole the dark dragon sword from...
The dark dragon sword.
The dark.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That is what it's about. Because
you have the dragon sword.
Yeah.
And then there's the dark dragon sword.
Oh, fuck. I forgot how dumb that was.
Not the dragon sword. The dragon sword.
The dragon sword.
Yeah, sword. And it's a fucking black flame on a stick.
Yeah, man.
And then he's all like, I must avenge my town because I need the dark dragon back. And it's just like, bruh, chill.
But he needs that dark Hado.
True. He's super serious all the time. And then he's all like, but your bloodline is also demons, blah. And it's like, they try and throw these fucking twists in that are just absolute garbage.
Mm.
And you could see it coming from a mile away.
Mm.
But that game is purely about the gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
Levels are super fun. There's one new water level in Sigma that's not the greatest.
Yeah.
Because they added the water walking mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, that's a good fucking time. I've unlocked the true wooden sword.
The true wooden sword.
Yeah, the unlabored flawlessness.
Whoa.
Yeah, what a name, right?
Unlabored flawlessness?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. So when you get the wooden sword, it has like 5 or 6 upgrades. And it's more expensive than any other weapon.
Okay.
Where, like, if I want to get level 3 of the dragon sword, it's like 6,000 soul points.
Yeah.
If I want to get the final level of this thing, it's 40,000, right? And the ones before that are like 10,000, 20,000, 40,000, right? Like,
Jeebus.
It's a lot of cash money.
Yeah, man.
But if you upgrade that wooden sword, which is the weakest weapon in the game, maybe other than the nunchucks, up to full power, you get the unlabored flawlessness, and it turns into a boat oar.
My God.
It turns into a boat oar with a bunch of kanji on it.
Holy moly.
And it's very slow.
Very.
It hits for big damage. But its secret is that when you're critical low on health, the kanji on the sword glow. And you do like fucking triple damage.
Oh, shit.
So I went into a boss fight not paying attention to my health.
Yeah.
And I did its main combo, which is 1-hit launcher. You go in the air. 1, 2, 3, strike down.
Yeah.
But I didn't notice my health. I was super low. I guess I got lucky because I blocked one attack, countered it, hit 1, 2, 3 down, killed the boss in one combo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's risk reward, baby.
Sounds
risk
like it.
Reward.
Sounds like it.
So yeah, I'm going through this game again. And I'm like, I fucking love this game. And this is like a game that I think still holds up today, if you can look past like the graphics.
Yeah,
right? It's kind of crazy going back to older games because you see, like, even though PS3 games at the time, you're like, fuck, this is the shit.
We
looks so good.
Mm.
Right? You can like now go back and look at like, oh, like this is where they saved on memory, because like newer games is just like, check out all the particles. Right? If I was in a forest and fall, new games would have petals falling from the trees and like dynamically pushing aside as I walk through them. But this one is just like, here's a yellow tree.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And here's like two. Whereas as a PS4 game, it's like, here's like 20 yellow trees. It's like, shit, dog, that's good. So if you can like look past the graphics and stuff, I still think it's got some of the tightest gameplay I've played ever.
Okay.
So it's fucking dope.
Cool.
And then other than that, I downloaded some phone games.
Get out.
Okay, I won't talk about phone games. I swore I watched like a movie or something. No, I've just been I've been watching a lot of YouTube. Like I mentioned at the top of the show, I've been
in that YouTube hole.
I've been watching a lot of videos about YouTube culture, like the business end, and Twitch culture and the business end and stuff like that. And it's just super, super fascinating. Again, Nerd City, the one I want to recommend is they had, it'll sound mean, they had a video called Thought Patrol.
That sounds dangerous.
Yeah. Where they showed this Instagram influencer, SS Sniper Wolf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a gamer. She's hot.
Yeah.
Right.
I've seen her.
And they're like, I am not dissing strictly this person because everyone fucking does it. Mm-hmm. But she is a prime example of how fake Instagram and YouTube and everything can be. And it's like a three-part series on not necessarily a takedown of this person, but more so it's almost like a tutorial of how to achieve the same results.
Yeah.
Right?
I need that.
They have one about Instagram butt influencers where it's just like, he showed me the magic of the Liquify tool in Photoshop.
Yeah, it is a
right?
dream tool.
It's a dream tool. And he's like, yo, check this out. It's like, I use the Liquify tool on this girl's ass. Bam, look. Oh, but like tiles are perfectly square. They're not supposed to be bent. That's fucked up. Tree branch? That's not supposed to be bent. Whatever. It's like, but what if you made a copy of your layer?
Yes. And he just pasted it.
And then you edited the original. Yes. And then superimposed the new layer on top of where you edited it, right? It's almost flawless. And just like crazy technology where like, of course, in photo editing, you have stuff like beauty filters and like Snapchat has them, Instagram has them. Have no pores, zero flaws in your fucking face.
Yeah.
Impossible perfect skin,
yeah.
Right? But they also have that in video.
Yeah.
Like they have
it real time.
They can do it real time. There's like these digital suites where it can detect skin within a video. Right, it'll process through your video and like every frame it'll be like, okay, is this skin and then you tell it what's skin and what's not, and then you can apply a filter that will process your skin to make it beauty flawless. And you thought like, oh, like you can't fake video. Fuck yeah you can. Fuck that shit, who cared? Like, it's crazy.
It is. At work we were talking about deepfakes today. And like,
bro,
the technology behind that, and
deepfake
like,
technology is crazy.
Yeah, and we're just like, you know, how can we implement that? And we're like, no,
can't. Don't do that. Yeah. That's a dangerous tech.
Yeah, that's fucked.
It's nuts.
Yeah,
technology was a mistake.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it's crazy how far you can go, but
yeah, highly recommended. Nerd City, watch almost all some of their earlier videos. Like their first two or three weren't the best, but.
Okay.
But all their later stuff, like their production value is insane. They have this one recurring character, which is just the devil.
Yeah.
And they have a segment called Ask the Devil, which is pretty fun. It's cool. And there's a lot of dark shit. Like, have you ever heard about Daddy 05?
I want to say yes, but.
Or like Daddy 05. Okay. Apparently it was some quote unquote prank channel where this guy pulled pranks on his kids. And, like, they were so bad that, like, people called child services on him and he got his kids taken away.
Oh, my God.
Right? And it shows, like, the dark side of YouTube where, like, if you say something that's, like, not brand-centric, like, oh, this whole video is about trans whatever,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? You get demonetized. But this guy got fucking subscriber buttons for bullying his children, right?
Damn.
There was one prank where they told his kid, I think he was like 5 or something, like really young, that he was putting him up for adoption.
Mm.
And he's just like, you know what? Like, we like you, but you leave a big mess everywhere and we're just going to put you up for adoption. And this goes on for like what seems like hours.
Oh.
And they're just like telling him that they don't want him anymore. Wow. They're giving his shit away to the other kids in the house.
Oh.
Like, it's brutal. And it's like that video by itself got me down this rabbit hole of just like, what the fuck is happening at these corporations where like this shit can go A-okay with flying colors, but other stuff that's not even close to as bad or not bad at all gets demonetized or taken down or copyright struck. Like, what's going on? It's a very insightful channel, I'll say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a little dark sometimes. So
sounds like it.
Yeah, if there's a couple of videos in there where if you're not in a good mood, maybe don't watch it.
And the truth is dark.
The truth is dark. And I guess the other one I've been watching is what's his name? Michael something.
Michael Reeves.
Michael Reeves. He's just got this, he's like if Filthy Frank was a programmer is the best way I can describe it. It's just he does all these like crazy, I showed you a video of a Trigger Me Elmo where he made a Tickle Me Elmo have facial recognition and then tell you racial jokes based on what race it could detect from a database. Just crazy stuff like that, just for fun.
But
yeah, it's been a slower week. It has. In terms of doing stuff.
It has. Yeah. But it's okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
We have weeks like these sometimes.
Not every week can be a banger.
Yeah, but it's okay. Because before we go, we do have a question to chew on.
What?
Yes, we do.
I checked before the podcast, and there was no question to chew on.
It's because you're drunk. I checked right now, and there's a question to chew on.
How does that? Because I'm drunk. I wasn't drunk 5 hours ago when I looked at it. Oh, Paul sent it in a fax, baby.
And here it is. And it reads, our family is moving tomorrow.
Yay.
And the whole packing process is daunting, to say the least.
Oh, I bet.
We are excited to be moving into a larger house that will finally have a proper space for all of our stuff, but getting there has been a challenge. Assuming you guys have moved in the past, or if you haven't, what's your plan for when you do move out? How do you approach it? Assuming an upgrade in space, are you the type to start planning out the storage and displays for everything, or are you the type to take advantage of the situation and streamline everything so that you don't need to bring pack as much? We're not just talking collections here, as we already know Vince is streamlining that. We're talking all of it. Clothes, books, electronics, kitchenware.
I don't know how this can really apply to me because I don't own much, right? Like, unfortunately, I still live with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, economy.
Mm.
And I don't own a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, even clothes. Like, I own 3 pairs of pants.
Yes, you do.
Right? I finally have enough t-shirts to wear. I could probably go 2 weeks without laundry.
Damn.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I know. I'm working on it. I'm working on, like, what are clothes?
Mm.
Apparently, they're, like, they keep you warm or something. Mm. I don't know. Whatever. Mm. They're not games. I don't give a shit.
Mm. That's a good, yeah, okay. Yeah, let's stick with that.
Yeah, it's just, this one, I think if I were to be in that situation, I think I would take this opportunity to streamline. I would definitely, like, here's a new place, here's a fresh start. I'm just not going to take what I don't want, right? And if there's anything that might be useful and it's, like, it's annoying to move, I got to weigh that, like, how useful will it be to have this thing?
Yeah.
Right? But yeah, I would definitely look at certain things, not video games, but certain other things, and just be like, do I need this really?
Mm.
Do I? Mm. Do I actually?
Mm.
I'd be like, underwear?
Come wow.
on. Who needs that?
Nice.
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 Yeah. A mattress? Fuck that. I don't need that. Huh. No, I would, yeah, I would take that opportunity to streamline for sure.
Absolutely. I would take the opportunity to, I wouldn't even call it a streamline. I would just call it toss that shit out.
Toss that shit in the garbage.
Yeah, let's call it what it is.
Would you, like, even donate it?
Yeah, okay. Sure.
I was going to say, you're going to go full, like, if I can't have it, no one can have it.
No. I'll just try and get rid of as much stuff as I can.
Okay.
I know that the next place I'm going to be moving to is most definitely going to be smaller than here.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, less is basically what I want.
Fair enough.
Also, yeah, I would, but here's the thing. I get rid of, like, everything and then use that as an excuse to buy new things.
Exactly. Because you've just made money off the thing you got rid of, and you're like, well, you know, I should really reward myself for getting rid of all this stuff.
I wouldn't say that. I'd be like, I got rid of all these clothes. I need a new wardrobe. Let's do this.
I don't know. I feel like that's reasonable in a certain sense. Mm. Like, I got rid of all these clothes that I don't actually like, but I still need to wear clothes.
Yes.
So why don't I start fresh with something new, like rebrand myself?
Yes. Rebrand. Yes, that's it.
Yeah. I know you're a part of that.
Brand culture?
Yeah, that brand culture.
Listen.
Yeah. What's your brand?
Mm.
Dark sarcasm?
So you say that like a joke, but like, my actual job is about brand.
Oh, I know. I know. I'm trying to get you into the deep, dark world of brands. Oh,
I hate it. I fucking hate it. I hate talking to people about this shit.
Oh, man. Let it out. Just let it out.
Like, I'm just like, fuck off. Like, don't get out of here.
But how are we going to capitalize on the ethnic market?
I just look at numbers!
Vince, can you look at those numbers and tell me how we can capitalize on the ethnic market?
Why'd I become a data analyst?
What if we had Chinese fusion? What if we had bao, but inside we put mac and cheese to appeal to the white demographic?
Oh, God, that's one step too far. No. I think you'd just be like a disgrace to every demographic.
You know what? I heard that the the melanin blessed are into the Ebonics.
Oh my God.
What if we brought that into our advertisement?
No. No.
How do you think that would... No. Wouldn't that diversify our brand portfolio?
Listen, what I have seen right now is the only brand you want is the one with money. And you're only appealing to the Chinese. That's all I see. All
right, Vince, how attached are you to freedom of speech?
Not much.
Not much? All right. So here's this red ball game.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Make sure the star is showing when you put it out.
Wow.
And please bend over and take your punishment.
Oh, no.
This is your new brand now.
No, kill me.
That's got to be a fetish somewhere.
Oh, of course.
Like socialist BDSM.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Like that's some dark web shit.
Yeah. Ugh. Okay. That's great. Great.
I'm now thinking about this. Awesome.
That's one night ruined. And thus brings the end to another fantastic podcast.
Yeah. This is what happens when we drink.
Okay. Bye.
Wait, no, don't end it yet.
What do we got to talk about?
We got to advertise our brand.
What?
Our anime brand.
What is our anime brand?
Our Lelouch the Lampiège brand.
Lelouch.
Which is, just a brief overview. We finished season one of Code Geass.
We sure did.
On our anime club, which you can also find on this feed.
Yes.
If you haven't listened, highly recommended. Show's pretty wild.
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah. This episode, we're going to go into season two, first two episodes.
You mean R2.
R2, yeah, sorry. My bad. Code Geass, R2.
Yes, there you go. That's the one.
Lelouch of the Rebellion.
Yes, R2.
Yes.
Yes.
So yeah, check that out. I've been enjoying our time watching this show.
I love this show.
It's good.
Mm-hmm. All right, now we can
end it. Goodbye. Right.